These bullies will tell the peoples of their land that they have taken over, you cannot have meetings. Perhaps they are going to forbid to have meetings of faith. You understand? Have you heard of this thing? Mm. And they say you cannot have meetings of faith. You belong to this faith, and we find you walking outside on the streets, we will put you in prison and lock you up. What do these peoples do? Do they say, very well, lock us up? Or do they continue to hold their faith in their hands and outside make it look as though they are not having anything more to do? Now, some may say that this is being untrue. It is not. There is no dishonor in holding true to yourself inside and letting the others see something different to maintain the safety of your own being. However, you may be one who has come to be a beacon of light for your faith or your beliefs. In this instance, you will speak out and be damned, because the police will damn you and put you in prison.
You mean, like, for example, like Nelson Mandela was in that for very many years, and he held his own truth till he came out and was able to lead his people again and bring some balance back.
Some peoples have ordained for themselves to be beacons of light for their beliefs. Some have not. Many have not. It is not for everybody. At the same time, necessarily, when there is oppression and bullying happening. Slowly, as one holds the ground, others will come to join. And then as others come to join and speak out and hold their truths out in the light, the more that there are holding their truths out in the light, the less chance there is of the bullying to go on. Because more people will be able to see what is happening and say, that's not very good, is it? It won't change it overnight in your earth time. However, it will eventually change. So the children in the schools can do the same thing. They can gather together and say, no, we are not going to let you be bullied to eye anymore. And when they all come together and stand strong together, no matter how big or little they be, the ones that are doing the bullyings must be seen for what they are.
But that would also apply to situations which is happening over the world, as far as gangs are grouping together and taking advantage of people and manipulating in some respects. I'm talking about, it seems to be some countries have a great difficulty with this, as far as we hear about the Asian gangs and some of the, I believe it's the Mafia Knows type family groups. And
these are peoples, again, they are bullies, are they not?
Yes, they are.
They are bullies, and they gather together to do their bullyings. they are no different to the peoples of governments that do bullyings. They are the same, and they are moved by the same energies of darkness.
Yeah.
Always there is a conflict between light and dark. It will not go away. Sometimes the light is supreme, sometimes dark is supreme.
Well, I'd like to revisit the original question, and that is that before you walk away from anything, there are two factors to consider. One is reconciliation, and the other factor is what percentage of a whole does that difference of opinion, for want of a better word, represent of a whole? Is it 0.25% of the total, or is it a larger percentage? It certainly doesn't seem to me right to walk away from anything without and explore every avenue of conciliation and balance.
There is no percentage, there is no portion. It is to do with the integrity of the individual. When you have one person that wants to persuade another person to do something that they don't want to do, you are attempting to persuade them to break their integrity, their own personal power, to give it over to you. And when you keep on pushing and pushing and pushing to make for it to take place, and the other gives in because they cannot resist any longer, because you have pushed and pushed and pushed, then you are stealing their power. And that is wrong. You may have won the skirmish, however, you will have lost the war, because you are working for darkness and light must always win.
So you're saying if something is absolutely perfect in one point of view, which might represent one tiny fraction,
there is no
such relationship is going to destroy that relationship.
There is no such thing as perfect.
Well,
there is no such thing as perfect on the earth plane. In spirit, there is perfection. On the earth plane, there is not. There is only sharing. Sharing of emotions, of love, of feelings, of being, of allowing each other to be howsoever they need to be at a moment in time. That moment will change and their way of being will change. Personal truth changes as people begin to learn, to grow and to expand. Their truth will change with them. Certain basic universal truths that Sanji calls a truth do not change. And that is talking to your partners of life with honesty of how you are feeling at the moment. That is important. The truth of that is, it is important to be honest about how you're feeling at the moment. The other person does not have to agree with you. That is not for them to do. It is only for you to say how you're feeling at that moment. It is not for you to persuade them that your feelings of the moment are the right ones and theirs are the wrong ones, because that is going to take power from them. You must allow them to also have their feelings of the moment. In this way, there comes a respecting of each other's differences and a respecting of each other's uniqueness. When one person keeps attempting to force another person to do something and keeps on with the same arguments all the time, it is like water dripping onto a stone. Eventually, there will come a worn place in the stone where the water has dripped. You understand this? It will wear it away. You understand? Now, supposing you have one person that is continually doing this thing, wearing away at the other person in the life. The other person will not be able to comprehend how it is that they have to remain underneath this dripping water all the time, being worn away. And they may attempt to move out from underneath it and to say, please don't do this anymore. Please don't keep wearing a white tie anymore. I don't want you to do this anymore. And perhaps you don't listen. Perhaps you don't hear it. And so you keep wearing away some more. Now it may be that you're on the receiving end of this wearing away. However, it may be that you are the one that is doing the wearing away. It is for you to look to your own self. I'm not giving you whether anybody is doing or is receiving. You have to look to your own self. But when this happens, the one that is being worn down very often comes to a place where they say, no more. No more. And the stone will either roll away completely, or a crack will appear in it and it will shatter asunder. Now, when it shatters asunder, it loses its own identity. It becomes totally submerged in the identity of this one that has worn it away. And this is where the struggle comes in that you are speaking about this wearing away, this constant wearing away, and an attempt to hold the integrity of the stone shape, attempting to hold it in its integrity, in its shape. Sometimes it has to roll away in order to survive. Understand? The difference between stone and human being is that human being can regenerate itself. Stone does not. So when the stone or the human being moves away from that situation of constant wearing, constant bullying, which is what it is, they then give themselves opportunity to regenerate, to regrow themselves, to become strong, to discover what form they truly are, what form they would like to be, and how they would like to show themselves to the rest of the world. So it is not that there is a portion of one or the other that is wrong. The one that is doing the wearing can be reached before the situation gets to the point where there has to be the rolling away or the parting of this coming to be. It is possible. However, it requires that the one that is doing the wearing to begin to do some looking at their own self. You understand? They need to look at their own self and their own development, their own growth, their own soul growth. Otherwise, the partner will move away or the stone will roll away because it will need to survive, to preserve its integrity. It will have to move away. It will be forced to move away. So be very aware when you're attempting to persuade somebody. Sometimes you can give them the information, you can let them know very firmly, firmly is the word. You can let them know very firmly, and then you must let it go. Let them make their own decision for their own self, for their own life. Let them stand up or fall down on their bottoms for their own self. Let them find out for themselves. You cannot protect their body all the time. You cannot protect them from themselves. You have enough to do to protect yourself from yourself. Mm-hmm. Because you are your own biggest enemy. It is so.
You knew that, didn't you?
It is the enemy within that you have to be aware of. And be aware of the enemy within. So there is no portion of something. When humankinds come together, it is not so fixed. Do you understand? It is not so fixed. There is more of this can happen. You understand? Moving. Moving with the winds. Like two trees standing side by side and being blown by the winds. And sometimes the branch is willing to mingle. Come together, sometimes they will part, and there will be harmony in it. And yet each is independent. Each is responsible for themselves, their own self. And yet they can lend support to each other when support is needed. That is how bumping together is supposed to be. Very often it is not. There's always one wanting to dominate another. Sometimes it is that there is not a wanting to dominate, just that one does not want to be responsible. And another finds himself having to take on the role of responsibility for both in some areas of life. In these instances, sometimes that one has to just accept that this is the way it is meant to be in this life and get on with the job of it. Sometimes when the rolling away has taken place, there has to be a space of earth time for regeneration to take place, for reformation to take place. And not just from the one that has rolled away, but the one that has been doing the wearing needs to do some reforming also. And then there can be new things come out of this. So there is learning that is taking place. There is no blaming, there is just learning. Learning of new ways to be, new ways of doing, developing integrity and new values, new beliefs. Strengthening. And then the bullying will stop because the fear will go away. Remember, I say to you that the bullying is there because of fear. Now it matters not whether you are the drip that is wearing away, that is still bullying, which means that there is fear behind it. Fear that causes this one to need to mold everything around them to their way of being, their way of liking. So ask yourself, do you do such a manner of thing? Do you attempt to mold everything to your way of liking? When do you do it? How do you do it? Who do you do it to? Or are you only just doing it to yourself? It's all right to do it to your own self. And is your way of being controlling that others can't be part of it unless they are controlled by you? You are all independent beings, all responsible for your own self, your own life, and your own way of being. The only laws that you have to follow are the laws of oneness. Love one another. Love one another. And you follow that, and you follow it from your heart, without resentments, without judgments, without jealousies, without angers, without envy or greed. Then you have true love. unconditional love. And then any union that you need to have in your life has a very good chance of succeeding. No matter to what degree it is meant to succeed. And this is the message Songjin comes to give you. And when you follow that, you will find that you will all be drawn together as one, because you want to be together as one. Not because Songji says you have to be together with Songji. You understand? You come together to be together because you have love for each other. And that is what is the most beautiful thing. That there is love between all of you. Whether it is a little bit or a great big bit, matters not. Love is love, and wherever it begins, no matter how small it is, whether you recognize it to begin with as just a small liking or a small affection, it matters not. That love will grow, and the more of you that can get together with that love, the better you will find it will feed you. It will feed your soul, because your souls need this love, the love of each other, the love of sharing, of being of similar mind, similar heart, of sharing it with others around you whenever you can. What you're speaking about before time is attempting to resolve situations, and the nature of humankind is such that this is how you are. You come and attempt to resolve situations, do you not? And indeed, you will often do as much as you can to resolve that situation. And sometimes it cannot be resolved, because the way that you want to resolve it is like that water dripping on a stone effect. You understand? What I'm encouraging you to do is to stop being the water on the stone effect when you want to resolve something, and start talking to each other. Start sharing how you feel. Start talking and listen to what the other is saying to you. Listen to each other. And out of this will grow the beginnings of understanding, the beginnings of comprehension. What is comprehension?
I believe it was understanding.
Find the word that is in your book.
Okay.
Because this is a great deal of what it is you're needing to have answer to, the questions you've been asking. is this comprehension. To comprehend.
Understanding of the written language and spoken language.